Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
And what shall we discuss?
The most important thing that I want to discuss is how fearful I've been lately. I'm sure you've been aware of that. Afraid of a person, and I'm afraid of the fact that I can't control what they're doing. Of course, I can't control what anyone is doing, but I feel like in order to block myself from that person or to deal with that fear, I almost have to become something other than what I truly am. And I also don't like that feeling of having to close myself off or to hide or even to be worried about that person contacting me or doing things to me. And I'm just at a loss for what I do with the fear. I don't really know what to do with it.
What is it that you are afraid of with this person?
This person's energy really affects me, and that's why I'm trying to cut off all contact with this person, because I'm not very good at reconfiguring this individual's energy towards me, or even just my own energy in reaction to just the idea of the person. And it just affects me in such a way that I'm looking to avoid that, and I can't.
And what is the reason that you cannot avoid it?
I guess I feel like this person can always do whatever they want. I mean, they can always come to my house if they want to, or they can call me, or, you know, send me email messages, and I can't stop any of that.
But you can. You can actually incorporate actions to block an individual from contacting you.
That's true, but I guess my fear is that this person, in their determination, whatever I try to block them from doing, they're just going to try to find another way. And that's, I guess, I just don't want to get involved in that game necessarily. I just kind of want to move on.
Very well.
And I'm aware that a lot of it is just my fear and my, you know, understanding of this person and how this person operates. And a lot of it is just myself, but the fear itself is real.
Yes, I am understanding. And this, if you choose not to block the individual, I would suggest that you allow yourself to not respond. In this, it is a matter of recognizing and acknowledging your sense of another individual and your evaluation of the other individual, allowing yourself that acknowledgement that your evaluation, whether it be real or valid to the other individual themselves or not, is real and valid to you.
Yeah.
And in that, acknowledging that and empowering yourself in the expression of choosing to incorporate your own preferences, choosing to pay attention to you rather than paying attention to the other individual, and offering yourself permission to be entirely non-responsive. In that, you are acknowledging yourself, and therefore you are not avoiding the other individual. You are engaging in active choice to be paying attention to you and not to be paying attention to the other individual. And therefore, the other individual can engage whatever action they choose, but you choose not to participate. And in that, you choose not to be responsive in any manner.
And I just always feel like I understand that, and I recognize that that is what I, you know, there's a part of me that understands that that's the best thing to do and wants to do that, but the fear always takes over because I feel like when I'm not responsive to this person, or if I'm just doing what I feel I want to do, or, you know, if I don't want to pay attention to what they're doing, not pay attention to it, the fear always comes over that if I stop paying attention to them, they're just going to, you know, be more intense about it and try to do more things and try to, you know, get my attention even more. And it's, I don't know what to do with that fear because it always arises whenever I think to myself that, you know, I can live my life any way I want. I can pay attention to whatever I want, and I can respond to whatever I want, and have whatever I want in my own reality. But then I am always so afraid that if I am blocking this person, not necessarily through action, but just through, you know, what I allow into my awareness or my reality, that they're going to just make it worse. And it's going to be harder for me.
Which I am understanding. The difficulty in this is that the fear will actually produce an energy that will create what you fear. In this is the reason that I expressed to you to not avoid, but to actually acknowledge your assessment of the individual. Let me offer you a hypothetical illustration.
Sure.
Let us say that you encounter an individual that in your assessment is unstable, that is unpredictable, and that is an intrusive and mean or hurtful individual.
Okay.
Now, in this, if you can acknowledge the realness of that assessment for yourself and recognize that your assessment for you is valid. Now, let us introduce another factor into this scenario. Perhaps there may be several other individuals that you know and interact with in this hypothetical scenario, and the other individuals interact with this one individual quite well, and perhaps even like this individual. And in that, it introduces another factor for the element that the other individuals, like this one individual that you are suspicious of,
yes,
that introduces a question with you of whether your assessment is valid or not. And in response to that question, you begin to pay attention to the other individual rather than paying attention to yourself.
Right.
And what you do is you attempt to avoid yourself in paying attention to the other individual, and what occurs is your own communications are not being acknowledged, and therefore they become stronger. And they become strong in a manner that you will pay attention to. Therefore, you begin to become afraid of the other individual and afraid of yourself.
Exactly.
And what you will allow.
Exactly. I think that is the fear. The fear isn't so much of the person, but of my reaction to the person and how uncomfortable that is for me.
Yes. Now, in this scenario, if you move your attention to you, you can acknowledge that the other individuals like this bothersome individual, but also acknowledge that whether you understand their perception or not, it matters not. They are creating whatever interaction they are creating. And in this, that does not invalidate your assessment.
Of course.
Or your feelings. Therefore, it is a matter of moving your attention back to you, not concerning yourself with all of the other individuals, and also not concerning yourself with the bothersome individual, but acknowledging to yourself that your fear will create precisely what you are afraid of.
And it really has been doing that perfectly.
And your acknowledgement of yourself and of your own assessments, your own feelings, and your own preferences will stop that.
Okay. It has been a really good lesson in that type of manifestation and creating, because it was like no matter what I did to try to block this person, some strange, bizarre thing would happen that would, you know, would start the whole cycle, the whole process again. And I could, you know, yesterday I could totally see that my fear is what was attracting these bizarre things. You know, at first it was just this individual was contacting me, and then it was like after that, then these weird things would happen. You know, I try to set everything up so I could protect myself, you know, take all these actions to try to protect myself, and then still something strange would happen that would, you know, make me get back in contact with this person or make me feel like I needed to, or this person would feel like he needed to contact me, so...
Precisely, for...
I can absolutely see that, yeah.
You attract precisely what you are expressing.
Yeah.
You attract the energy that matches whatever you are projecting. And in that, if you are moving in the direction of protection of yourself that is motivated by fear. And in that, the more you attempt to protect, the more you attract situations and...
Be protected from, yeah.
Correct. Precisely.
Yeah, I know.
Therefore, it is genuinely a matter of allowing yourself to genuinely acknowledge you. That for you, your assessment of the situation and of the individual is valid and real and is acceptable for you to allow yourself to accept you in that. Therefore, you will not be avoiding, which creates that attracting energy again, but you will be acknowledging you and empowering you. This is my choice.
Yes.
It is not your choice. It is my choice. I choose not to participate, for I do not want to. And that is my choice. That is no other individual's choice but my own. In this manner, you do not give away your power to another individual and allow them to dictate what your choices are. In attempting to protect yourself, you are essentially offering the other individual your power and offering them permission to direct your choices.
Yeah, true. Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. I will be very encouraging of you to reclaim your own power.
Okay, let's see. I wanted to ask you really quickly what my parents' essence names were. And I know you'll probably ask me for an impression, and I have no impression.
Generally, I do not inquire of an impression as to essence names.
Yeah,
with
very difficult. More difficult than anything else.
Of your father, essence name, Malcolm. M-A-L-C-O-L-M. Of your mother, Daisy. D A I S I E.
Okay, so you said my dad is Malcolm with an M?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm using my cell phone, but sometimes I can't hear very well. And my mom is Daisy with a D.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't hear the first letters of those. Okay. It's very fitting for them. what essences am I fragmented from?
Fragmented from Rupert Mazur. Jin. And my.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, at least in this moment, how many focuses do I have in this physical reality?
Okay.
And I want to do some discovering myself of some other. I've never really been connected to my other focuses, which I think I'm just very focused on. This focus, I think, in a way that I feel like I don't necessarily need to present myself with information of other focuses, but I'm still curious, of course, and was wondering if you could give me some hints of maybe some kind of famous focus that I have or something that I can research somewhat in objective reality, but also you can just give me a hint or two. You don't necessarily have to tell me exactly who that might be.
A hint as to a famous focus. I would express that you incorporate a famous political focus within the time framework of the 1800s location Russia. Yes.
Oh, sorry. Did you give me the location?
Russia.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I always have some kind of phone issue. Okay. And you said in the 300s?
1800s.
Sorry. See, this phone. Okay. 1800s. Yeah, I had many dreams last night of speaking to you today and then not being able to hear you. I wanted to ask you again about this individual that I know in this focus named Chris Altman, or Christopher Altman. And I just am confused because I know I'm not crazy, but I feel very, very drawn to this person in a way that maybe other people would think was crazy. But I just want a little bit of information or some way that I can understand why I'm so drawn to this person.
Um, you incorporate the strong counterpart action with this individual, which would generate a familiarity and a strong draw.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Lately, I've been going to the Rose sessions.
And?
And been exploring my own psychic abilities and ability to channel, and been opening up and learning many things. And I think even since the last time I spoke to you, which is a year and more ago, I feel like I've really, really opened up more into myself and much, much more comfortable with myself, and wonderful things are happening. And I guess just sometimes with the Rose sessions, I feel like I'm not really given credit for knowing a lot of the things I know, or that, or people assume that because I'm young, I don't know a lot of the things that I know, or I don't know. I guess I'm feeling misunderstood, or I don't know. I guess I realize that that's probably just other individuals' impression or of me. And I know that that will probably change the more I get comfortable in the sessions there and with the people, but I just wondered if you had anything to say about that at all.
That will change as you become more confident and as you are more satisfied within yourself. But let me also express to you, regardless of what the perception or opinion of other individuals may be, it is very important for you to remember that that does not invalidate your own perception of you.
Right.
Every individual within your reality will perceive you differently.
Of course.
But regardless of how any other individual perceives you, it is not necessary for you to prove yourself to any individual, and it does not invalidate your perception of you. Your perception of you is very real and is very valid.
And it's true, I you know, there is somewhat of a feeling of when you're feeling invalidated, maybe to prove yourself, but that always feels so uncomfortable to me to do that. And that's something that I know I'd probably never really allow myself to do, because the result is to feel even worse.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes, I would agree.
I understand what you're saying, and it is true. And even Rose was talking to me about the fact that everyone's perceptions are different, and I don't really need to be worried about what other people's perceptions are, and I know that.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Well, I'll be speaking to you again soon.
Very well, my friend. I shall be greatly anticipating of that. And I shall be offering my energy to you in tremendous encouragement. Remember, acknowledge you and pay attention to you first. That is ultimately the most important.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
In great lovingness to you and in dear friendship, until our next meeting. Au revoir.